This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Olay! It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, a Cinco de Mayo Friday, with Ask Dr. Jesse questions all over the map. It's so much fun today. George Soros is up to no good. That's not fun. We'll talk about that again. We'll discuss a little Disney talk, a little Joe Biden talk, a little Trump DeSantis talk, but we'll mainly try to focus on all your questions, common criminals, things like that. I, however, need to get something off my chest first, and believe me, it's going to be a fun day. We're going to have a blast. We're going to listen to Mexican music, and we're going to enjoy Cinco de Mayo, and all those things are going to be good, but I have to get something off my chest first, and I might end up raising my voice. My blood pressure may go up a little bit, but I don't think this will happen again the entire show, okay? But we have to talk. Because I got this email, and maybe a bunch of you are feeling this way. If not, then this, what I'm about to say, will be only for this guy, okay? I was talking last night about how Donald Trump is in trouble legally. I was talking about how corrupt not just New York is, but D.C. is. And if you followed the January 6th political prisoners, that's where Donald Trump will be tried and indicted, and how he's going to be trapped in this communist hellhole that wants to throw him away forever. And I just explained all this last night. And then I got this email, and I'm going to try to say so calm. I'm going to try. But anyway, this is the email. It said, Jesse, I think you're misguided and uninformed about Trump. He's not in serious trouble, as you said. This is a political lawfare campaign. What part of that don't you understand? And he signs it MAGA Man. So I'm going to stay calm, but every now and then, Dad has to raise his voice. So I'll say this. Listen, MAGA Man, I want you to understand something. I want you to picture this scenario. Okay, picture this scenario in your head, MAGA Man. Okay, you have two friends and a girlfriend who you love. You love her more than life. All right? Two friends and a girlfriend. That's what you have. I'm one of your friends. All right? Your other friend has been spending a lot of time alone with your girlfriend. In fact, this morning, your girlfriend asked you to just come pick her up from your other friend's house. Your girlfriend is very clearly cheating on you with your other friend. Why can't you see it? Because you're in love. When you're in love, love blinds you. That's an old saying, obviously, but it is true. When you're in love, love blinds you and you can't see clearly. So since I'm your other friend, it's my job to step in now and try to take those blinders off and tell you the truth, because you're in love. You have your Trump hat on and your Trump bumper sticker on, and you voted for Trump 95 times. You probably have Trump's face as your social media account, and I'm actually not faulting that at all. You are in love. You've got your candidate, and you love him, and that's fine. That's good. But I really need you to focus on what I'm about to say, all right? I know it's a lawfare campaign. Stop being an idiot. I said it's a lawfare campaign. That doesn't matter. I get these emails and it makes me crazy. It makes me think we have a bunch of people with an IQ of 5 on our side. I'm aware it's unjust. I'm aware Trump didn't do anything wrong. I'm aware this is political lawfare. I know all that. Grow up, wake up, and realize the country you're living in. He's going to Washington, D.C. He's already in New York City. Those places are not America. They're the Soviet Union. I know this is all politically motivated, and it's unjust, and it's unfair, and he didn't do anything wrong. I've said that 1,000 times. Why do you think that matters? This reminds me of the people when I was telling them not to go to New York City and protest who wrote me in and said, Jesse, are you saying I don't have the First Amendment? No, you don't. Not in New York City, you don't. And you dang sure don't have it in Washington, D.C. So I'm sorry. I had to raise my voice. I cannot withstand this stupidity any longer. MAGA man. I know Trump didn't do anything wrong. I know. We're both there. Trump is in serious legal trouble. I hope he gets out of it. I hope he doesn't go to jail. It's unjust and it's wrong. But this is one of the dumbest things I have ever had emailed into this show before. Don't ever say stupid things like this to me again. I cannot handle this anymore. All right? Your girlfriend's cheating on you. You can't see it. Because you're in love. So you need to listen to me. I'm not in love. I don't fall in love with political candidates. All right? He's in serious, serious legal trouble. Wearing a MAGA hat doesn't change that. Donald Trump being former president doesn't change that. Him having good lawyers doesn't change that. There are cities in the United States of America, like New York, like Washington, D.C., where there is no more rule of law. None. There's no constitution. There's no rules. It's completely run top to bottom by communists. Communist judges. More importantly, communist juries. In New York City, when Trump goes, he's going to sit in front of 12 angry Democrats. In Washington, D.C., the political lawfare thing, he's going to sit in front of 12 angry Democrats with a communist judge and a communist D.A. There are places in the United States of America that are not the United States of America anymore. And this brain dead, nostalgic way of thinking does not help us. It hurts us. We can't properly strategize when we think like this. You don't have rights in blue America anymore. Those days are gone. That sucks. It is sad. I'm sad about it. You're sad about it. I get it. But you can't see because you're in love. I know it's a political lawfare campaign, okay? She's cheating on you. I'm sorry. It's time to wake up. Good? You good? I tried not to yell. I did the best I could not to yell. Look, what, Chris? You have to, every now and then, you got to wake the kids up. All right, every now and then, you've got to wake the kids up. I try to keep things calm around the house. I don't yell and scream and lose my temper a bunch. But if I do, they know for sure it's serious. All right, so there. We're good to go. Everyone clear? Everyone clear on that? Good. Now let's go have some fun on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse, case of the Marine veteran being accused of murder is a perfect example of why common sense people should flee the blue states. Instead of being praised for sacrificing his own safety to protect others and himself, he's accused of murdering a career criminal with a violent past, including violence towards elderly women and children. Now this young man who served his country will face years in prison for his heroic act at the hands of a bunch of communists. This is, of course, referring to the Marine veteran in the New York City subway. And this actually goes, I didn't even do that on purpose, this goes right along with what I was just saying. New York City, man, if you're there, you have to start. If you're there and you can't get out, I'll put it to you this way. If you're there and you can't get out, stuck there, family, job, whatever the case may be. When you're in the city, you have got to conduct yourself as if you are in the communist Soviet Union. And if you so much as spit on the sidewalk, the KGB is going to come chuck you in the back of a van and you're going to disappear to a hard labor camp for 10 to 20 years. Now, that isn't right. It isn't just. It's political lawfare. but it's still the reality of it. I don't want some violent piece of trash screaming at women and children. It looked to me like this whole thing. I mean, well, you know what? We don't even have to get into the details of it. But you have to act differently in New York City than you do in upstate New York. That's just the bottom line. You have got to conduct yourself differently, live your life differently, because now there is friendly territory and there is enemy territory within the borders of the United States of America. There is. We don't like thinking about that. Because that's horrible, isn't it? It's awful. We don't like thinking about it. But unless we acknowledge reality, how can we possibly learn how to strategize, learn how to move forward in this country? We can't. All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about the why on the Bud Light, what really, really doomed them in a deeper way than we've been discussing it before. And women with tattoos, George Soros, unemployment rates, and so much more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. No more yelling. Just had to get that off my chest. No more yelling. We're all good here. Let's talk about gold, silver. You know why I love them and have always loved them? And you know I'm not a jewelry guy. I don't have necklaces and things like that. It's not the shine. I don't really care about it at all. I am a huge fan of reliability. It's why the weapon I carry is a Glock 19. Are there sexier weapons out there? Fancier stuff? Of course. Glock 19 shoots every single time. I love gold and silver because gold and silver has always had value. The history of mankind is people killing other people for gold and silver because it has so much value. You know it will always have value. So that's why Oxford Gold will get it in your 401k. They'll get it in your IRA. They'll mail it to your home. They will fortify you, your finances, your retirement, making sure you always have value. And when you get the gold or silver mailed to your front door, what a freaking cool thing to pass down to your kids. 833-995-GOLD, all right? 833-995-GOLD.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
A very merry Cinco de Mayo and a happy...
Buenas tardes.
From the Jesse Kelly Show, from us to you. Make sure you stay safe out there. Go find some place that has mariachi music tonight. You make sure you Kamala down some fajitas and eat some queso and have a blast. If it's your thing, have a cerveza, and then go home. It's going to be a great Cinco de Mayo. If you're asking what I'm doing, actually, none of that at all. I don't get to do any of that because you see what happens is you have this life. And it's so much fun, and it's your life, and you kind of do whatever you want, and then kids happen. And then your life is no longer your life. Your life becomes sports practices and things. While you're out enjoying mariachi music, which I would like to be doing, and some burritos and whatnot, I will be picking one child up from strength and conditioning training. I then have to drive directly there with the wife, over to pick another child up from some after school project he's got. By the time I get home, it'll basically be bedtime tonight. So enjoy your Cinco de Mayo. I'm not jealous or anything. Oracle! Can't take full credit for this, but I was reading through comments on a thread about Bud Light tripling marketing, giving beer away for free, and someone commented to the effect, "This shows how big the silent, traditional, average American people majority is compared to the loud, angry mob left. How come people don't see it?" I didn't. Also, let's talk about this for a moment. We talk a lot. We've talked endlessly about putting your money where your morals are. That's a regular statement we make on the show. Full disclosure, stole that statement from the wife. I now use it routinely on the show. I give her no credit for it. It steams her every time I say it, but I'm not going to stop because now it makes me laugh. Anyway, putting your money where your morals are.
This is why we haven't used our dollars to this effect for the longest time. There's a couple different reasons for it. One, we have loved, we have tried to, for the longest time, the communist has been in a 100% total war for this nation. Total cultural war. He has viewed it as his mission in life to burn every part of this country down. Now, you and I, we have not thought like that forever. We have not. We have wanted to believe that, oh, we have disagreements. Sure, we don't see eye to eye on some things. But, yeah, we can work things out. We'll compromise. Things will be a little better, a little worse. Like, we've wanted to imagine that we're in some political debate where we're kind of the same people and really want the same things. We just don't know how to quite get there. And so as part of that, we have looked whenever they've boycotted something or organized themselves against a private company. We've looked down on them as being, well, that's so unnecessary. You're costing people their jobs. Or, oh, look at these monsters. And here's what else we convinced ourselves of. We convinced ourselves that them doing it would turn people off and that they would stop doing it eventually. Oh, look how dumb those guys look. They're totally going to stop doing that. Everyone should make fun of them for it. But that didn't happen. What happened was this. There's an old saying, everyone knows it. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. What happened was corporations, they began to hear all that noise they were making. And when they'd turn around and try to listen for noise from us, it was always silence. It was always, oh, do your own thing. Oh, you're fine. No, oh, capitalism. You're on your own. No, you're good. Well, corporations bowed to the only wheel that was squeaking. Them. And not only that, the right would, for the longest time, pride itself in that. We don't do boycotts. I can't count how many times I've heard that from politicians and pundits on the right, more times than I can count. Oh, we don't boycott here. Okay, so hold on. This company, they've taken their large amount of influence and money, and they've chosen to use it to crap all over you, your country, and your values, and you're bragging that you won't hit them back for that? But that has been the difference in the mentalities on the left and the right. They have understood that they are in a war. We always thought we were in just kind of a friendly game of cribbage. And then in the end, we'll shake hands and go have a spot of tea. But that's not true at all. The right has finally woken up to realize if you don't fight this war, you're going to lose this war. There's no sitting out this culture war. There's no just taking a mulligan. I hope it'll pass. Oh, look how stupid they look. That's why we talk about having to do things oftentimes that make us uncomfortable. We have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And we have been way behind on that. Now, that's kind of the bad news. The good news is we are getting better. We woke up one day and we looked around and the Oreos were gay and we realized, okay, clearly we have got to engage. Whatever we've been doing hasn't been working. So we are starting to get better at it and starting to dig in. Now, there's good news about this whole thing, more good news, and I did not realize I was up against the brakes. So you're going to have to wait a second for me to get to it. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Cinco de Mayo. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to this, putting your money where your morals are. It kind of started with the Bud Light thing. There's good news, too. All right, we've been lax. We've been weak. We've been proud of not boycotting things, and now we're waking up. But there's more, and you're really seeing this with the Bud Light thing. You're seeing how many of us there are. This is why I've tried to tell you, even though we're very frank about the state of the country and things, this is why I've tried to explain to people who are really, really disheartened why it's not as bad as you think. I'll get emails from places like New York City, because obviously the show is big in New York City. God bless the great WOR. I love you. But New York City is very, very blue and getting bluer as the people who are red are leaving. And people will email in some of these emails that kind of sound hopeless. What does it matter? There's nothing worth fighting for. Everything sucks. And I've tried to explain, okay, in certain areas that are lost, yes, that's the case. But that's not the whole of America. There are tens of millions of people who think like you think, who want what you want. It's picture this. I want you to picture this, all right? I want you to picture there's this gigantic window sitting in front of you. You're standing in front of this gigantic window, okay? All right, so there's a huge window. And in front of you is a bunch of cows, dairy cows, right? So the black and white dairy cows, you know what I mean? Black and white splotches. So there's all kinds of black and white dairy cows sitting in front of the window, right? If you're in a blue area, here's what you experience. You experience the, take a little toilet paper roll and close one eye and look through it at just the black. Your only perspective is black, and you look through that window and you think everything is black. I'm looking through the window and all I see is black. But that's because your vision has been obscured by where you live, work, and worship. All of our media is communist. All of our entertainment is communist. Our government is freaking communist. And if you're in New York City, your local government is communist. Your DA is communist. Your mayor is communist. Your governor is communist. 85% of your neighbors are communist. So you only have that toilet paper roll and you're looking through the window and you think everything is black. But that's because you don't have the ability to see everything because you're stuck in a place like that. This is part of the reason I moved to Red America from DC. I lived in DC for a year and couldn't take it anymore. And I moved and life has been amazingly better since I discovered there are all kinds of people who share my values. Tons of them. I'm surrounded by them. I'm going to come home today after all the endless child practices. I'm going to come home from today. I guarantee in my neighborhood, the streets will be full. I'll have to go 5 miles an hour through my neighborhood to get to my house. There will be people out in the streets. There will be people throwing the football around. Going to be some guys having beers over here. Hey, Jesse, you want to come and get in? We're doing a cornhole tournament over here. There's going to be a big cookout. I'm going to run into people who I go to church with on Sunday. I'm going to talk about family and the country and faith. And I will be immersed in people who share my values. If you're in a very blue area, you don't realize how many people there are out there who think like you think and want what you want. And it's funny, I was talking about this a little bit earlier in the week. This is part of what has doomed Bud Light. It's part of what doomed them. It's what's doomed a lot of these companies out there is they have that same toilet paper roll, only it's through the people they hire. These companies will set up in blue enclaves, but even if they didn't, what they'll do is they'll bring in people, they'll staff their company full of people who went to Yale and Stanford and Harvard and NYU and all these major communist universities, and they think they're bringing in the best talent because those are the best universities, right? But really, you're filling up your company with communists. And so when you're Bud Light, you're the VP of marketing. That woman was the VP of marketing for Bud Light. Do you have any idea what that probably pays? And I have no earthly idea whatsoever, but I bet you it's in the millions. Vice president of marketing for Bud Light, that's major. So you brought in this person and you think you're bringing in this unique talent, but all you brought in was a committed communist who just torpedoed your company, just destroyed it. Because her view was right through that toilet paper roll. And your view was right through that toilet paper roll. They don't see all of America. The best thing major corporations can do right now would be to break themselves up. I mean, physically break themselves up and relocate a bunch of little mini offices all over America. Red America and Blue America. Sure, have some offices in the city. Brother, you've got to get to the burbs. Then you've got to get super rural. Get out in Wyoming somewhere. But they don't have any perspective from anywhere outside of major blue. And so everything looks black. There are so many people who think like you think and want what you want. And you see that now with the Bud Light thing. Now, what really doomed Bud Light too, there's another thing about it. And this is becoming permanent. Now, don't get me wrong. They're going to end up being fine because of all the left-wing communist money that will bail them out. But they are going to permanently have less market share than they had before. Why? Well, have you ever heard of the Babylon Bee? Babylon Bee is it's a satire website. So they put satire headlines up. So what I'm about to read you is satire. But great satire always has some truth in it. And I thought it was a really great concept. What good point what they're doing. They kind of made my point in a different way. The headline is, bros drinking Cosmos laugh at friend ordering Bud Light. And here's why that's a great point in a different way than probably what they mean. At this point in time, now, it's part of the language. Bud Light being the rainbow mob, it's now just what boys who aren't even really political, they talk about it. That is devastating for Bud Light. If you go out tonight and you're having a margarita at a Mexican restaurant and you're out with one of your boys and he orders a Bud Light, you would 1,000% say something. Now, you may not yell at him because it's your boy, but you'd give him crap about it. Hey, nice drink. Does that come in pink? Hey, immediately. And so now, listen, mockery, especially you're a woman type mockery or you're weak type mockery with men, is extremely effective. And that's the problem Bud Light's going to have. I've told you before about how I was an extremely average Marine, right? It's just a very average Marine. But I didn't fall out of humps, the long forced marches. Why didn't I fall out of humps? I'm not some Greek god. Forced marches are brutal. Humps are brutal. Why didn't I fall out of humps? It wasn't because I didn't want to. I wanted to lay down and die virtually every step on those god-awful, miserable humps. Why didn't I do it? I was scared to death of my boys telling me I was a sissy. That's why I'm just being honest with you. That's why I didn't. I would rather die than look like a sissy in front of my friends. That is what's happening to Bud Light, and there's probably nothing they can do to avoid that now because now that has become part of the culture. Babylon Bee used Cosmopolitans, but that's actually a great example. Fellas, you ever ordered a Cosmopolitan? Chris hasn't. Michael hasn't. I haven't. Now, why haven't I ever ordered a Cosmopolitan? I don't even know what they taste like. It might be delicious. It might be wonderful. But it would never occur to me to order a Cosmopolitan because everyone, my wife included, would mock me relentlessly if I ordered a Cosmopolitan. So because of societal mockery, I will probably never taste one. I don't even know what they taste like. And they might be fine. It might be my favorite drink. I would never know because I'll never order it now. That's what Bud Light is now facing. Now, you're the LGBTQ beer. And there's probably nothing that can turn that around now. Devastating, right? Remember, every company, every manager, every business owner listening to the sound of my voice, always remember, you are one communist hire away from bringing a malignant brain tumor into your company and ruining everything you've worked for. All right? All right. Now, let's get to women and tattoos. But first, let's get to jobs, jobs report, employment, and things like that. Before we get to that, let's get to babies and saving them. Because we do have a mission. We will have this mission all year long. The goal has been to save thousands of babies this year with the Jesse Kelly Show. That has been the goal. That was the stated goal at the beginning. I am very, very proud of you. We are well on our way to saving thousands of babies. When you buy preborn, that ultrasound that they give away to a woman, you are saving a life. The vast majority of the time, that woman chooses life. That's what we do on this show. It might be the most important thing we do on this show, and I freaking love it. I love preborn, man. I love feeling like there's a good purpose and a good cause and doing something good. No matter what else bad we do on the show in a day, we've done one good thing. $28. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give $28 now. All right? Sponsored by Preborn.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Chris, we are having way too much fun. Michael, tone it down in there. Tone it down. No margaritas for you guys tonight? Are we, what?
Oh, next year we're getting a margarita machine? No way. Oh, that's sweet.
We should know. I don't do live radio shows from remote locations, but how much fun would it be if we had a big blowout Cinco de Mayo party somewhere down in Houston after the show? We could do that. We're surrounded by Mexican restaurants. I went to one last night. It's like 2 minutes from the studio. Oh, it would be sweet. It would end up being big, though. It would end up being really big. It'd be fun. All right, shut up, everyone. Jesse, do you think the jobs report is accurate? Hold on, pause. No, it's never accurate. It's always a lie. The jobs report is a lie. The inflation numbers are a lie. The government, the system itself has set up something for the longest time. Remember, the system, corrupt systems, late stage republics, they really only have one mission. Protect the system. The system's job is to protect the system at all times. Well, that can get difficult because the system fails all the time. Because that's their only job, they don't focus on doing their job, and so they suck at their job, and they fail all the time. They're always failing us. They're always spending too much, printing too much money, screwing everything up, causing job loss, messing up supply chains, locking us down for COVID, pushing poisonous jabs on us, everything. The system is lying to us at all times to cover up for the failure of the system at all times. You know those inflation numbers they put out are lies too, right? You realize that? Complete lies. It's hilarious if you look at somebody. A lot of people will break this down. It's funny when they do so. Inflation numbers will come out and they'll say inflation is, let's call it 8%. Inflation's 8%. 8% inflation. Oh, no. And then someone will go down the list of all the bare necessities. Hold on, but eggs are up 11 and fuel's up 15 and rent is up 19. And all the numbers will be double digits. And then they'll get down to the bottom and they'll say inflation's at 8%. Hold on. Wait a minute. These numbers don't seem like they're adding up to me. That's because they're not adding up. They're lying. They learned a long time ago to lie about the unemployment numbers. How'd they do that? One of the great ways they do that? Well, they don't count people who stopped looking for work. Isn't that brilliant? Unemployment numbers only count people who are looking for work. They don't count the people who've given up, who've stopped. And sadly, that's a lot of people now. But that's, of course, they lie about that stuff all the time. That's all these people do is lie. They're not out there trying to actually accomplish anything. Look, you think these people are capable of accomplishing
something? We see it here again today in companies like, I hope I pronounced it right, Ame Power. Is it Ame? I believe that's right, yeah. Ame Power, Florida Small Business Winner Award winner, or Business Week winner. You won.
I want to be clear about something. And I know you already know this. Teleprompters. Now, I don't have a teleprompter for radio. I don't have one for TV. I do a TV show every night on the first TV at 9 p.m. Eastern time. I don't have a teleprompter. They offered me one. I just prefer to do it live. I think it comes off better when I just do it off the top of my head. But I have used a teleprompter once that I know of, maybe twice, once or twice. I've used a teleprompter when I was giving a speech somewhere. It's long story short. It was at CPAC. They had a script that I had written. They went anyway, but I've written them, and I just want to be clear about how teleprompters work, how easy they work. They're right there in front of you. The audience can't see it. You can, and it's not hard to see it. It's big letters, and it doesn't just move up and down on its own. There's someone who controls the teleprompter who is guiding it along for you as you read at your pace. So what you're actually hearing whenever Joe Biden screws these things up is not somebody who can't speak. That's a given. You're hearing somebody who can't even read. He can't even read. That's the president of the United States of America. Dear, oh wise one, what's your opinion of women with tattoos? I have a couple, she says, on my wrist, foot, ankle, and back. All are pretty small.
I've been thinking about getting them removed because I'm starting to feel like it's not wife slash motherly to have them. I'm not married nor have children yet, but I feel like the type of man I would want to marry wouldn't want a woman with them. What say you? I'll push back on that a little bit in this way. I know a ton of couples who have tattoos that are wonderful couples and wonderful parents. I don't think tattoos are some freaking mark of shame. I personally think they can be really hot. Within limits, I would rather it didn't look like you were pushed into a gigantic vat of pens without any cap on them. But a couple tattoos here and there can be hot. Can let you know, hey, man, this chick's kind of wild. She might be fun. What? Was that not the right way to put that, Chris? Everyone understands what I'm saying. I don't think it's bad. And I'll tell you one thing. I can only speak for myself. I'm obviously not a single man, but if I was and I was looking to land some dime so I could marry her and then make a bunch of babies with her, a couple tattoos wouldn't bother me. Chris, would they bother you? Michael, would they bother you? You can be honest. Chris's wife has tattoos. Michael, would they bother you? Oh, no, Michael. I do want to know your opinion. What is it? Oh, he's too scared. Okay, I give you my word. I'm going to get Michael's opinion during the break, and we're going to hear what producer Michael has to say about tattoos. And this is good. Now I'm intrigued. Now I have to know. You have to know. Now the entire nation is about to find out what Michael's preference is for tattoos. And it's, gosh, I'm curious. What if he wants like full body tattoo? He wants them on her face or something like that. This guy's crazy. Hang on. Let's find out.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.